You have two forces in you. One, is there a part of you that says, you didn't close the door when you left your house, but you know you did. But you go back anyway to see if it's shut. And it is. You shut it. It's your good habit. And you go a couple of blocks down the street, excuse me, and there it is again. But you really, really didn't knock the door, but you knew you did. But you feel like you didn't. Which is very strange. It seems that I have to control over your thoughts and feelings. It's like you really didn't. And something is just reminding you that you didn't, but something within you says, knows better. But it doesn't talk to you. It hasn't got any words. Well, you go back anyway and you shake the handle and you turn the knob this way and that way and you push on the door. Now you say to yourself, I'm really conscious of what I did. I could be absent-minded. You get to work and something says, but you really didn't knock the door. Am I correct? How many people have had that phenomenon? You know, it's not chemical. Because if you're in China, it would say it to you in Chinese. It talks to everybody. It's the demon of doubt. It's that which comes down to us from original sin. And that's what kills you. That's what tangles you up endlessly. You can have an experiment. You can say, well, I don't know right from wrong, but I know I've got this demon and it tries to make me doubt myself. It makes me do things. I'm going to rebel against it. So next time you see the cupboard door open, and you should close it because you might bang your head or something. I'm not going to do that, but that's ridiculous. Because something reminds you that you should close that door. And it will say we should close that. It also appears as the good guy. And you keep rebelling against it. And after a while, it gets so confusing, you agree with it. Because you argue with it, you babble with it, and pretty soon you're agreeing with it. It can out-talk you. But it will tell you to do the good things too, if you're not careful. And after a while, you get confused. One minute it tells you a good thing, and then it's a bad thing. It's always arguing with you, talking. It's like a living thing. Right or wrong. And nobody wants to admit they have voices in their head. Everybody has voices in their head. After a while, you resent it. And then you give it power. Just like you did to the voice before it got into your head, which was the voice in somebody else's head, confusing you about what right and wrong was. So when you get angry, it gets into you, and when it gets into you, it talks to you the same way it was in the people that did it to you. You pass it on to your own kids because you have no tolerance for their light. It hates light. It hates the light in whom... wherever the light dwells in people.